Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Say a good amen. Before I allow you to take your seat, Sunday we read a couple of scriptures, and I would love us to do a retreation of just one of them, so that after that we can be able to take our seats. Say amen. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 13. Isaiah 40, verse number 13, 14, and 15, the Bible said, "Who have directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, have taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed God, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him wisdom, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop, are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small, as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing." I would like us to all read together in concept of faith, you know, tonight before we start. Ready and go. Verse number 14. Verse number 15. Hallelujah. Let me read it in different versions before we take our seat. Allow me to do that. The Bible said, can anyone tell the Lord what to do? We're breaking it down so that we can be able to get to the bottom of it. Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Who can teach him or give him advice? In the 14th verse, the Bible said, clearly, with whom does God consult in order to know and understand and to learn how things should be done? In verse 15, the Bible said, to the Lord, the nations are nothing, no more than a drop of water. The distant isles are as light as that, light as weight, not light as illumination. Light, imuha, as weight. The Bible said the distant islands, in other words, he is referring here to the continents. The continents are just like as light in weight as dust. So to the Lord, the nations are nothing. What you say over America? Ko yama American visa nyamini ho. You are say America hon wangazan wewe nape. Ubisi wenye UK visa wenyamini nyame. Hey, very interesting. President, very interesting. Ubisi wenye nyamsum visa wasiri nyamini nyami anye. But the Bible said, but the nations are like nothing. They ask nothing. If they ask nothing, then the clear revelation here is that why depend on the nations when you can depend on the God that created it? Say amen. And so I'm going to take my time for us to study God's word. We read this on Sunday. It was part of my submission in the W3 service. Let me also read one that we read in the F5 service, because some of you were also not here. And some of you were not in both. And so it will be just wise and prudent to amalgamate. Hebrews chapter number 3 and verse number 13. We read this in the F5 service. The Bible said, exalt one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you should be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Put it in our language. Allow me to read it in our language also to your hearing. The Bible said very clearly, Nemo muntu tumufu. Debiada. Which version is this one? Debiada wubodini said, let me read what is in here. Debiada wubodini said, ene. Na bone enada emprimumbia kuma. Hallelujah. Debia yeshia. Yintutu ya wufo. Wutumifo mitufo. Edi abradia semni idi sejumano. Iti, Mrs. Ado, I stand here and sometimes I want to ask, you know, how far do you want to go in the things of God? How far do you want to go with your Christianity? Do you come to church? I want to ask some very, very important. Do you come to church because you want a miracle or a breakthrough? Or do you come to church because you need a husband, a wife, a house, a car? Do you come to church because you have found somebody whom you want to contact and the person fellowships here and that is why you have come? Have you come because you want to chase a girl here or a boy, or there is a new kabastai that you want to connect to, or, you know, are you here because there is a credit union here? You know, exactly why are you here? You know, or do you seek a relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the bread of life, the bright morning star? Is it about a relationship? If it is about the relationship with Christ, the dia, ohene, biwa kumen, asempano enko sedi ohereno. Semi pese, wenika asafuimua, ewo diemiti miakachero. I may be at our kumasu. But me person me tell say Christo this year de ya. Wahine. Assembly one may meet me a preacher and yaude. But we be tea. Yeah. And to say the man who na a drug bent to him and made besau. Yeah. Who na grow bent to him and now who na grow also. Nah. Yeah. Na bibi ahu no ho baabi wo na afichire matin ko ayeso na miimia metwe amawo dia miya no umpe ba de beboa wo e beboa wo amaka mama Gladys ebrade mfa na currency ubi na afichire anwo mo se ohia ubi a wo ya ata na ata he believes in ba ko no no e de te gara. Na when she will be no nipakonya ta na ta or chinkura when I'm go. A man so ya ta, so name with Timumujin, I be you know. Am I my glad to say, Chim when I am a wa, when I be who see the view, yes. Would bow the candy and couldn't if a fuss or at a said ye or crocro or no, now if he was such in him. Sidi utirim I busy na minim na sa asam na so chere di utirim eno chere se me ya wene. What kind of language is that? Minim utirim wu miya ma ade aye me ya sidi utirim se se. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. There are young men standing here who are going to be fathers, husbands in the next 5 years. I have a duty over their destiny. As a shepherd, I don't have to be standing here joking. There are women standing here that are going to be wives and mothers, leaders, pastors, shepherds, and I have a duty. Don't you think that we have an oversight over this nation? I said something on Sunday that is profoundly true.
In the next, listen, in the next 20 years, most of our political leaders now will be dead and gone. Is that truth? You don't like the truth, but that will be it. Therefore, most of the people making noise today should be given attention, because they will be in places. And those people right now must be aligned to integrity, truth. The other day, Pilate asked Jesus, what is the truth? Yet the truth is standing before Pilate and he couldn't see it. A very clear description or depiction of this generation. But when we did the agro dorsal. That is my ministry. Make to me a kicker in Tassan by the Spirit of God, that you know. Manugu Suaye can your head now be bomba. Minim the open. Yeah, minim the open. And to sell me about Fratifi, now say, Mammy, pie ice cream. And then there now be your smeddy ice cream. Marco tea ice cream, I dear matitian and no. And open we are numbered. I can promise you in the next 1 week, Obano will be malnourished and malfunctional. Bibi be touch him. Straight. Ewot ni nipedienim. Bibi be touch him. Why do we give a balanced diet to anybody? Especially children. Nutritional balanced diet. For their growth. Sebe ya wombe timi enyini ye. Amen ke mem tiye. The Lord bless you richly. Thank you very much. Good evening to all of you. Let me address you guys who have joined us. It is a great honor and a privilege. This is a non-denominational Bible study. I bring all of you into God's presence as an usher. And I want you to know, by the time we finish up this session, the grace of God will brood over you and will tremendously settle you in Jesus' precious name. Say amen. I keep telling our team, especially those of you who have been with me for a very long time, I have been talking to you and saying that if somebody serves in the house of God, God rewards faithfulness over time. I will repeat what I just said. God, he rewards faithfulness over time. It is, we should only be as an usher, as a whatever, whatever. We should only be, and I said, you know, the grace of God is going to honor you in a point to say, wonwa wo sum wo nyame fi no wo ko wo amebo ho ban adie bi on ma wo mfem aye nshira ni bi. The Lord can deliver you from numerous cesarean sections. It's part of the blessings of the Lord. One of the things that the grace of God can do in your destiny and life is to lead you and direct you to the right spouse. Oh yeah. When you partner in any kind, any power, pet, not when na yinsha. Say a good amen. The Bible said, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God." The Lord will lead you and guide you and direct you to the right people. Some will be for a reason, some for a season, some for a lifetime. You know, Mr. Tyler, let me just point out to everybody who is here in Bible study, life. It's like a journey. If I start a journey from here to Kumasi, you know, and I am in a trotro, until we get to where we're going. Maybe Kwanus, I won't tell you, let me just do St. John's to Circle or Accra. And over to you, I see you. We went and then we got ourselves into the trotro. I'm telling you, Amasama kwane so abesi ofanko ebeti megina baye fo. Ebe buru. Praise the name of the Lord. Beti megina baye fo. E free ofanko eriba besi achimota ebeti megina baye fo. Baaka ni ejina. You do moves, so you be jina. You do a tantra run about to a be jina. You do St. John's, so you be jina. You do myself, you be jina. Myself, any Hachimotan, Temho, you be jina. You know, we do a Malcolm anymore, be jina. We do Hachimotan, so I know the free sports. You jina. You know, you be see, maybe you fro. Your life is like that. At every point in your life, some people will exit and others will come in. Se trotro driver ne kase yem fa passenger we ya passenger ne for so sign yem fa tie dia me be ka chero. Same thing, you are the driver. Edi ba bi won mu a o kase me life you mem untimi mem. I don't care how they force. Edi pa bi a how papa. I'm serious. Edi pa bi let me say this to everybody. When wrong people come into your life, wrong things happen. And when right people come into your life, right things happen. Life, Funangasa, is short. Therefore, we can't take chances or play jackpot with it. Right decisions, right choices. This is why we sit down and we are being taught the word of God. When you hear some. Let me proceed further, Mama Comfort, and say this. You know, for people who have across 50 years, say, but my came out, I'm a Kasach day. Because I had the opportunity to meet a woman that had been 125. I won't quit tear. Or that tear, say. Or that's what tear, say. Now, you really didn't come on, let me pass me, who know? And near my TB Abuan, when I'm in a man, it is God that gives life. I understand that. But I wanted to know certain things that she has made a routine or principles or policies in her life that have been able to aid her to attract the favor and the blessings of the Lord. You know, and one of the things that she spoke to me about is truth. No correct. Number two. So she was talking to me about ideals. You know, one of the things that my men or enemy kick on, the first, second one is, second, specifically, money is a commodity or a liquidity that flows and is going to flow to you when it comes, you know, as long as your effort, attract it or is eligible to that kind of reward, it will definitely come to you. Yeah, T.A., Adefua Iguano, you have no idea. It's just a matter of time. It will be... Somebody will be on another phase. They talk differently, have different people and company and all that. Yeah, this is how it's going to be. This is why I tell people, don't follow the pattern of poverty or scarcity. And me, I want children who hear cheap and creating children and find children. Children, you want my, you hear children. Straight away as that. You know, when this controversy came out about jewelry, you wear jewelry, going to hell and all that. The controversy started in Germany. And, it started with all these false teachings coming up and all stuff like that. There was something that I realized. One woman of God was asked, you know, what do you think about all this controversy that have plagued the body of Christ? And this was her answer. She said, what are they talking about? And then the, you know, interviewer said, they're talking about jewelry. And then she said, you didn't hear my question. What kind of jewelry are they talking about? Is it real jewelry or togo DNB? If it is real jewelry, a ring like this one, would take you almost about 10 months' salary to get. So, we'll be catching ourselves, flush it in the toilet. To you, that person is upset. That's your sweat. That is your sweat. So the lady was trying to say something. It depends where you live and all that kind of thing. There are certain things that God has been able to honor you as a reward for your labor. Be anywhere. The boss with you, because the boss is ready. Nobody will do that. You have earned it. You have earned it. Who is going to do that? Nobody is going to do that. Say amen. So when I stand here and I create a dogmatic theorem for people and all that, make where church be on my meeting media kurasi, and people can buy into it. Take that same church to America and go and try it there, whether people will buy into your nonsense. Then you will be able to understand. I have told you, if it cannot be taught in America, taught in Mali, taught in Senegal, taught in Mikromukwe, Tiane Bomia, it's not the gospel. It's not the gospel. The gospel is timeless. It goes everywhere. It cuts across everywhere. We preach the gospel anywhere purely and it affects everybody. You know, coming to church, you know, it's not about seeking solutions. We are not here to seek solution. We are here to seek salvation. You are not here because Abeifu Diwechi wanted to stop. No, you are here to seek Jesus. Once you have Christ in your life, Abeifu now will advise themselves. You will not bother yourself. Omoa was a baby. Uni a baby a di konanse a higher heart from Timomi and Pepe Bimfa. Same that they just leave you alone. Say amen. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 16. Allow me to start my submission for tonight. Close the phone. Itra aye yansaimu aye drunsiya. Put it on the screen and others work. The Bible said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. The Bible said in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. Now watch this thing and I want to break it down. The Bible said, let the word of Christ dwell richly in your heart in all wisdom. In other words, he did not say, let the word of Christ dwell richly in your heart. No. He said, let it dwell richly in your heart in all wisdom. Even in the dissemination of the word of God, in the preaching of the word of God, in the outlining of the word of God, there must be the application of knowledge, which is wisdom. And right now, 2022, Pastor Elisha, I see that dominant scripture is working. It's Ezekiel 17. Ezekiel 17. Can you help me with verse number 6 downwards, possibly? Allow me to get the right course. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. All right. And then we can be able to work. There are three or four things that are dominant in the word of the Lord, and I see that praise the name of the Lord. All right. Apparently, it's chapter 7, rather, and verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse number 17. Allow us to study the word of the Lord. The Bible said, all hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. And then in verse number 18, the scripture said, and they shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them. and shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. In the 19th verse, the Bible said, they shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. Put this in GNT. Let's read that one first, just for the sake of understanding. In verse number 17, the Bible said, in that particular course, everyone's head will be, everyone's hands will be weak, their knees will shake. And then it went up to say, they will put on sackcloth, and they will tremble all over, their heads will be shaved, and they all will be disgraced. In the 19th verse, the Bible said, they will throw their gold and silver away in the streets like garbage, because neither silver nor gold can save them. When the Lord pours out his fury, they cannot use it to satisfy their desires or fill their stomachs. Gold and silver led them into sin. Let me read our language, Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse number 17. The Bible said, and sin ne mube gugo, akutujwe ne mube ehujo sin su. And the Bible said, na ube free free yituma. And it goes on to say, ube free free yituma. Na usi aguwa on, and so, na eni ube kata on, enim na wona etifi ebepa. And then in the 19th verse, the Bible said, "Na wabatu tu wangwite egu emronoso na wensika beda ni sumna." And then he went on to say that wangwite ni wensika ntimi nyewo ewrade ebu fuo danimo. Na wamfa. What, in other words, he's talking about sikani jwite na wamfa ma wam me wankra. What is he saying next again? Yeah. Hallelujah. It's fine. At least you are all trying. It's good. Say amen. Let me go back to verse number 17 and let's learn something in the word of the Lord. And as I'm speaking to you, Jidia ewo asore eko amemwom temamu akoko akoko serious akoko this is the season where ubia ujini dipa will disappoint. Would you need deeper? Would be disappointed. This scripture is a very good description of this generation. And this is the last generation. And then the rapture takes place. And Jesus appears. And Ezekiel, Shankom, he's saying that, a brand new woman, and send them over Google. Sabre, the entire maybe the kind of kind, woman Christo Yesu and some panentia mumubibri. The reason why I read, you know, Colossians 3:16 to you is because I some man to know mumubibri. And the young is so with Jina or Obehuyas. Obehuyas, straight. Yesu has some panibet to know mumubibri. Me say, this is the time that. You know, the reason why he used that particular, bring back the scripture, the reason why he used that particular description of water is because knees are going to be feeble and wallow. And the Bible said they will crumple and they will be as unstable as will be unstable as water. Unstable as water. We're trying to counsel a couple, a pastor and his wife. And you know what the day is telling me? Are very, very unstable as water. Frivolous things, petty things have become big things. Big things. Saturday, I told it, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk. I said, no, 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 it's too dangerous. When I can't say, I can see and grow for a pay. I'm saying, let's go for a walk. Sometimes popularity is even denying us some freedom. So let's go for a walk. It's okay. Don't worry, I'll put on a hood. So I dress and I put on a hood, put on a nose mask with these guys. And then we stepped up. So I put on a hood, they put on a hood. And we just enjoying ourselves on the street. I saw you inside. Last time I saw Irinza. Yakura, ye dajin ya miyaj mata ye niyazi ye nyabrema ye yirinum. I came from the radio today and I, after Jim, I said to Dede, I'm going to Alabaster City to wait upon the Lord. Miyanku jame. Uso umekwa kujav. Pam, we are on our hours of prayer, we are having fun in the presence of God. Yeah, but fun, Ben, no, holy fun, holy fun. Ligereba ando rodobo sharaba andegereba andagara adosha ligereba hadaka biaraba. There are women here who will tell you how the fefri misuko nyamene nyamiyafre. Yes, because you are not in tune. Peace will be as unstable as water. Serious. It me and Fanny said the damn good yammy. I'm called Kwane soon will be better. Me will get no no chiami. Hi, sweet. Your friend me Anita me free Germany now by me number near. And I start chatting. You blame yourself. Yeah, because you are in, going to be in the generation where the enzyme will be at you. Enzyme will be at you. Any better tea at no aya. Serious. I can see the better tea at all. I'm seriously talking to the wise only. Only the wise. Because you have one deep preaching, I said that. And more no other than she. A Jimmy for Tibon cost one way in Italy. A dear me, Kay! Omuntiminti, I see a da. Babu Saudi Jimmy for Siwa to a room. The woman city for a room park. Jimmy, some of the infrin, when I just say Jimmy for you, Jimmy for. We'll be aware, Jimmy, where Jimmy, who are Jimmy for a bread? I'm serious. Upa for Jimmy for your coat tonight, Mota for a sea, a bony deliverance, where Jimmy? Simple. Where Jimmy? Hallelujah. Nipper, but Titiato, no. Boy, Bakuba, your Bible school, you be fourth or fifth badge, I'm not too sure. We hear Bible school. The Okola ball, no shares of a tardy, and we took out an empragel there. The buffoon is hard, then we'll be able to cast on a girl net. I went in and want you. You see, the young were better than a yak, see. And some of the Google, a brave way, may say, say yansha a Christopher ne dene. Anchida wama kwanya ye bewra de sum yame. Wahom ni nukuremua. I'm telling you. Nipa bibri bebreku. Asempa no makachino. E nipa bibri bebreku. They say, oh, that's a fun nanem tea. Preaching beyond my muame. Timin tea. Emuame. Asma oke karem muame. Anointing for Germany men peho men vinyaho. By the grace of God, baby, I'm person could be anti. But no one some no tunche ni here we. O papa, we no ama we di our boa. The world. And until I move, baby. In an Africa, ni Dorothy, you be you know. Himbook, you're the man, President. I was looking at Babylon, and I know I can get him book in his work. Bande make a guy he book and make him back. I saw my cremmy years to Christodia. I saw a young Indian tea in Miss Ense. It is a brofua. Just a free talk from na a woman, son, as swabba. Whilst I was reading it, it didn't sound like a song. Because every text is based on a scripture. Him book no, which I hear him no a sort of honor, be one of the nomina to her, nominate quotation, baby, umko ye, nomina free or Bible, nominate quotation in Swasha. It to be a quotation, me and one army and say, with him book, nominate a show. To be a big work to pepper with Yamiasim. To be a numni na Yamiasim, a numni na Yamiasim. Nothing confusing there. Nothing confusing there. I'm there, crossing a you who are. I say my coconut, you tuntum, and your mea, my coco, see, Mujade Papa. Ghana gospel musician, 85% ya yare for. But the Yamian, when you're my for, must say, I don't know. I'm telling you, everyone went what you see a lot, no? Looking for young ladies who are serious. Young men that are serious, they love the Lord. They are, and then I may call the many the day Casana may catch a yeko, Alabasta City, a cobompa, and I may catch and they said, Tiasma, many catcher, we yammy, oh, pigeony puffer from young men and young women. One will be take you over from Otabel, you know, the Mensa Stanley Mensa, num, you know, Crunchy and Cranum, Crisido Tetanum. One will be take you over from Ajina Sarenum. Duncan Williamson, no one will be take you over from Adibo Yenum, one will be take you over from Uyadipunum. God is raising them up. At the same time, no one will be take you over from Helena Rabos, no, you know, one will be take you over from, you know, Steve Crouch, no one, C.C. Williamson, C.C. Winers, no one, God is raising them up. Son, one will be take you over from Bill Gates, you know, Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim, no, you know, Richard Branson, Aliko Dangote, you know, people that are going to take over from despite nobody, you know, they are also being raised at the same time. And I make actually did they say, Nanso, Kesia, oh, so when you make a page out, or the year you only page out, at the door, with the page out, with the insura, a campage, you know, Sanya Mano, they are your tools. Everybody say tools. Can I hear you? Say, if God gives you the tools, you do not leave, hear you, you do not leave a juma, the main work. You don't leave the work. And then, bokeshide, I was so tools. A juma ne da baby, na tools so. I have this, I have that, I fly business class, I dine with this person. Yes, I know. They are your tools. Your tools. Tools. What you drive doesn't matter. What you wear, it doesn't matter. Where you live, it does not matter. Focus on your assignment. Focus on your assignment. Focus on your assignment. May you know the tricky Ghana gospel musicians. You were doing a free across about a man a car by a corner in the TIS. You could do. Car. But did he catch? Di hiya che tinaka timidada
Ubiasa when yami yia akono 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 yasi akono honama kono eniwa akono u yifri umo a sitema wawa. The Bible said in free jano u yif or chifri umo.
The car, you know, I have a sports car. None of you have seen it before. I've parked it for almost about 4 or 5 years. It's a nice sports car. It's a Roadster, just two people sit in it. I took it to a washing bay. Boy, see, by Mohro Kaniwe. Boy, say, hey, what's up? Okay, I'm in the crowd this year, baby. When I'm in the entire. I be your heart, you're yamper, you're paying swing. Yeah.
Shea Kono!
It is free, Umo. The Yoka Krabba will be so bad, but I see Sina, no. Why about I come your hand with this cigar without sorry, them? As I am out. Cigar without sorry, them, I'm there. Then say, I'm going to be there. Tell us. Pity I know they're quitting up on 10 years. Ah, yeah, you know, I'm saying. Too soon, I also know. Hey, Monsum, who are you, Baba? Too soon, I also know. Car, need time, baby, I would tell.
Go to Ukraine and go and see that all things are vanity. It vanishes overnight like this. Train stations, nice cinemas, beautiful churches. Bent down by bombs, fire, brimstone. Down! National. Car dealership, Mercedes, BMW, Range Rover, Yatutu Bomba, Bomba Demo, everything is coming down. Banks are down. Go and see television stations, they bend it down. I don't want to talk about hospitals. And, you know, teaching hospitals and places, very nice places in Ukraine. Gone overnight, just gone.
And so, if the people were boasting, I live in the affluent area, I dine with whoever and whoever.
Now,
you are a refugee. The Ninas, when you know, Tabri or Dominame, by
the people whose faith is not in this
are already cursing God by now. So Jesus said, teach them.
Teach them that their faith shall not rest or stand on human ideologies, but on the word of God.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 3 and 4. 1 Corinthians 2, 3 and 4. The Bible said, yeah, I was with you in, let's read from verse 1 so we can get a better understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse number 1. And brethren, when I came unto you, I did not come with the excellency of speech or with wisdom, declaring the word of the Lord or the testimony of the word of God to you. The Bible said, I determined not to know anything or anyone, you know, among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. When you come to church, there is nothing else we are seeking, nothing except Christ. You in here, madam, for your clout, your group.
No,
Encaho.
My church now,
Afikusam in the house of God.
I'm telling you,
the Christians are very quick to make friends, and the next thing they start fighting, and they will fight for a long time. Fight for a long time. They say, Mrs. Bawenyo, you are, you know, a pastor's wife, you joined the church. Mene uwa, me po yana ma fam babro. Upa sumye tiye futu ambiya mo. And yes, sir, umpe. Ibe fawa down fo, and me say, asamwe be chichire di asha wa non, ube bisa se me kane da ben.
I'm telling you!
Jesus Christ and him crucified. In verse number, the next verse, the Bible said, I was with you in trembling and in fear. And the Bible said, I was with you in weakness. Go take it back. I was with you in weakness and in fear and with much trembling. And he said, my message or my preaching, you know, was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. Christ, nothing else. Christ, nothing else. Christ, nothing else. Bible, you mean what? We hear different versions. Said, yeah, and your king can we hey, we talk NIV, no what to amplify, no what to message. We to me to phone 10 million. We to me to Bible 200. I don't know how far you want to go with the things of God. I'm living in the. I said in 5 years, some young men here are going to be husbands, fathers. In 5 years, what is the preparation towards that place? Now God is raising an invigorated new breed of people, firebrands of ministers, entrepreneurs, politicians, businessmen, and all that, you know, coming onto the scene. And God is really, but I'm telling the people that if all you can see are the material gain, it means that you are suffering from short-sightedness. Christ and him crucified. He gave you that wealth or money to put it in the kingdom. The preaching of it. You have a duty to support that gospel. You have a duty. You have a duty to put your money into that. This is the gospel we are talking about. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Allow me to, you know, go back to Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse number 16 and finish it well. You know, we are living in that particular time where, you know, the Bible said very clearly, am I there? Verse 17 rather. Verse number 17. All hands shall be feeble. Put it in a different version. This version says, clear, maybe message version. In the message version, the Bible says, every hand hangs limp. Change it, amplify. In all hands will hang limp, and all knees will be as weak as water. I'm living in that time. Weak as water. I hear people telling me things like, you know, when I read the Bible, if something is telling me that God is not real and the Bible is not real, weak as water. The enemy will be pushing his agenda in this end time. And all the agenda is that let the believers doubt their God and his word. Finish. Once they doubt God and his word, they themselves will destroy themselves. Not the devil destroying them. Because when you're here, Peja will be was running, we were Peja no, but Tony wants to be a bonnet to me, because any babble, then be any will be to me, so I didn't be bad above them. When you make custom in Sada will be so, my enemy, nobody can bring that person, not Satan. If you see that person coming, that person have allowed him his or her own self for elements and the enemy to bring him down. In other words, it was a self-destruction or a self-interference that allowed any external force to come through. In 2019, before COVID, I was like, when I look at America, from January until now, there have been over 10,000 people that have died from gun crime. Yesterday was America's independence celebration. They were having an independence march. Somebody pulled a gun. Gunned six people down. At almost about 28 people. Last week, ABC here. Last 2 weeks, ABC here. Last 3 weeks, ABC here. This is part of Honam, you know, and Sanwa Emu Gugono. Your own people will come and when you know, people from Taliban. Omo Taliban for drown one who drown one over. Now they want to book a ramon. A commerce hall. A commerce hall. A sea of one accommodate home. Omo any Jimmy. A commodore home. A commodore house or a two of a gym. Sea of one. Hallelujah. So, you are the Indian Eddie. Oh, me, I know I've heard two of Jimmy. A common you are bad dinner. Hallelujah. And some who go no sabre and a titty as a funnel. As I'm preaching, the Holy Spirit is doing his work. You are receiving an impartation for growth. Automatically, it's happening. He solidifies you. He makes you stand strong on your feet. No matter what happens, no matter what comes. Yeah. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. No matter what happens, you are holding on to the cross. Go to the next verse and let's finish up. Verse number 18 of... The Bible said, and they will also cover themselves with sackcloth. Put it in our language. They will put it on the screen, put the scripture on the screen in English for our audience online to be able to. Now, we'll be afraid you to, man. The Bible said, now, what they, you know, I was here going, so now, anyone akata wuna. And the Bible said, "Nawuna etifi ebepa." And then in the next verse, which I will want to stage, yeah, he will say that, "And wobetuto wongita egumrono so na wunsika bedane bola, wunsika bedane bola." Sumuna, their wealth will be as nothing. As I'm speaking to you right now, South Africa has the most intriguing and intense dumso in the world right now. Who said South Africa will have a power sharing, power curtailment? We haven't checked through. Light goes up. South Africa right now has the most worst power cut in the world. A nation that was equated to a first world country. Mismanagement. The money will run. I'm talking to you. As I'm speaking to you right now, one of the hardest currencies in the world is Russia's ruble. The ruble is very intense right now because now they are not dealing with the world. You want to buy from us, we don't need dollar, we don't need pound, you change it into ruble. Ruble, no go far away. They don't accept dollar, they don't accept pound, they don't accept euro. It's now ruble. As I'm speaking to you, CD is baller. I told you, CD is baller. If CD is not baller, you will not go to IMF. CD is baller. Put the scripture back. Was in our bed two and sick a gumbronoso. Many years ago, when President Mugabe was alive, people carried money in Ghana must go to go and buy bread. They can put on like 1 million Zimbabwean dollars for a piece of bread. That was how come their money depreciated. It was nothing. It would be an accuracy of Ghana and Guna and the Abua. Grofu Ground because and some who go. And this will be the answer to the question I'm about to pose. The question is, what do I do? The answer I have already spoken to you about. And I am going to quote a particular scripture in the book of Revelation 14 and verse number 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. The Bible said in verse number 7, saying aloud, fear God. This is what you should do. Fear God. And give glory to him. Surunyame. Yeah, TFN Surunyame. I'm Surunyame. There are certain things that you do as a Christian, it's an insult to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Because if truly you fear God, you will not do those things. But because you don't fear God and you still call yourself a Christian and all that kind of thing, and still doing those things is an insult. Yeah. It's an indictment to the integrity of God. Put this in a different version. Verse number 7. In a different version, the Bible said in there, he preached in a loud voice saying, fear God and give him glory. Another version. In this version, the Bible said, honor God and praise his greatness. In the next version, the Bible is saying, give glory to him, for the time has come for him to sit as judge. In the next one, the Bible is saying here, fear God with awe and reverence and give him glory, honor and praise and in worship, because the hour of his judgment has come. In my language, verse number 7, the Bible said, now the Nicholas here, TM, who said, Munsuru Nyankopon, Amunshenen William. I will pick up on these two things whilst we close. Because if a born-again Christian is going to be backed by heaven, you ought to fear God. You ought to fear God. You see all these Bible students that are here? And you will be an inyamiya freno. Serious. Because how you show. Even you see my own pastors who are seated, and you will be an air suffer. Kofi drobe timi and show suffer, but inyamiya nim no, you are not suffer. Because God has his own way of, you know, judging and equating things. The nations see themselves as something, but God sees them as nothing. We just read it. We read it. What was the scripture again? For the benefit of those who have just joined us. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 13. You know, let's read verse number 15. Put Isaiah 40 verse 15. Put it on the screen. Isaiah 40 verse number 15. The Bible said, behold, the nations are as a drop in the bucket. Put it in a different version and let us look at it carefully. Look at this. But the Bible said to the Lord, the nations are nothing. To God, they might be boasting. We have Airbus A320. We have Boeing 757 and all that. We have an aircraft that we have a spacecraft that goes to the intergalactic world. We have that. The Bible said the nations are as nothing before the Lord. The splendor of the world as compared to what the heavens have created, sister, is nothing. COVID by enemy who knows our nations and no more near powerful as I thought. Really? You know what means Rory? Didn't it as mean go mean Yan and Gojada? Yan and Gojada? Adding goes to Wuba. Who should know who? I'm remembering. You be asked them. Mr. Wampi, was an hour master. I said, then 1 year. Soon only in Chiano. Oh, my meeting, I want him one. Can I? A dean say, no, no. I don't have 4 months, was an animal. Well, hey, yani yadi yaho, epesi yuwa unya yeni. Omutigu montineso. Yani omene namui. Yani omene namui. Omu ebe uso omu ebe uso omu ebe kansu aka. Ewa ebe ebe. Hallelujah. The Lord sees the nations as nothing. I'm doing so much, but the Lord sees it as nothing. The nations are just like a drop of water. Wow! Humble yourself in the eyes of God Almighty, and in due season, He will lift you up. Go back to verse number 17 of Ezekiel, chapter 17 of Ezekiel, verse number, chapter 7 rather, verse number 17. Let's go to verse number 19, I think, and I'm done. I'm done. And when I look at this in conclusion, I look at the last line because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. Revelations and all is very clear. When we say surunyame, I have taught you about a lot about the fear of God. So today I won't go there too much. Allow me to talk to you about shenenunyam. If I, whilst I'm standing here right now, I cannot come and stand here and disdain her and put her down. For example, if I stand here and I say something like, the moment I make a statement like that, I have disdained her. That is number one. Number two, Samisha ubian wenyamu te said the day later. Siyesiye me okama na ne huwa tete na enkame enhame enyama samwa wenyamu shebiye niho. This is why Malachi chapter 1 from verse number 6 was talking about akwa edini wureni oba edine jeni se jani miya he fa ena minidi ewo uwura ne miya mibu. Yeah. Put it in English. And he said, a son honored his father, a slave his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord. You know, he was speaking to us concerning the highest seed anybody can sow is not money. The highest seed is honor. Honor your father and your mother. It's honor. I close with that. If you get married and there is no honor, I don't understand why you are in that marriage. I'm telling you, and it will not be from the devil, it will be from God. I bet that in your me feeble book was sea tons. Meanwhile, a dear a friend of honor, you need be. Woman, I'm a prescription. You're the better to her, Bosumini. At here, about tons. Jaibona, go to your mammy. Stop the lily lily. Go and pay for the prescription. Yeah, I'm teaching the simple gospel. Munchen and Winyam. And ye are no fafa. We have Yeshua and Winyam Yokasia. Ye, mi radian aminyo need. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about faith with works. Works. Jidie ni nyuma. That is what I'm talking about.
The people can quote scriptures and that yet still they are lying.
Quoting Bible! Stop it!
It is blasphemy.
Quoting Bible talking nonsense. In the name of the Lord, we will free the third commandment. Thou shall not use the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For God will not hold guiltless anybody that uses his name in vain. Mutia kikan kwasi asama emangrofo kikan se wunu tia wradi din, because we quote scriptures and we don't leave the word, and the people can see the loopholes that we're talking all kinds of gibberish, and that, you know, when they look at our lives, they rather blaspheme against the name of the Lord. As I want to, Genesis chapter 4. And you quote, leave the word. Leave the word. Leave the word. Leave the word. Preach here, me preaching. Sir, if I have a different lifestyle somewhere, I tell you, this is a waste of time. At a very nice place. But I'm preaching. Said ye me ye hypocrisy and kadina ni mum dan kesese meko. Korin koko ponche ne da. E mekitam e brianwa yenya chum. Serious. She a mumye ko him putin 439. E Yesu Christo jensi. Where is that we am showing for the Lord? Where is the honor that we honor the Lord? If he's a father, where is his honor?
Where is his honor?
The Bible said it was in Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. It was in Antioquia that the believers was first called Christians. Me, I want to see people who love God and fear God in authority. In authority, not hypocrites. In authority.
Go and check South Africa's former chief of staff.
The same man
was appointed by President Zuma, and he was the same man that sentenced President Zuma to prison. Man of integrity.
He believes
he came into that position by the will of God. Before court proceeding starts, he's on his knees. Eternal Father, the nation stands before you. Justice and judgment are the foundations of your throne. Lead this court. May we hear your word, your counsel, and your judgment and justice today, and not human beings. He gets up and sits in his chair. Let proceedings start. Who deserves 17 years, 17 years, 25 years, 25 years, 50 years, 50 years. And so, Lord, we give you honor and praise that you have led us today in Jesus. Next time, who could you do through what this year?
Tiana premise fuel on here, the frappe true namo sankrofu engine, and one near the color near the frame, Lumia, the Yinkatia, Yam near the Kunkunta frame, Lumia, the near Tom and Crofon, whom you would check from quite see alive. Who's all about that? No woman fellowship, say, Mama Macanian. Be dear, Nebesh, be dear. Mama will be dear. Hallelujah.
Ya won konkon safu gunya mi fi. Wo bia wasam obeka. Babru woni bi. Quotation ba ko sey wonim.
Enya wani wu. Asi ankomo na ye wode. We have a couple that is married in the church in Iceland. The day we said this to the couple, they cried. They were shocked. You are overdressed.
Hallelujah. I'm talking to the wise only. Only the wise. Say a good amen. Lift your two hands and begin to pray in the spirit. Kotakra daka vireka dokoshke de ma anda. Ziya da kadabaha. Focus. Paragadi moroshke de ma da kandos. Sida da da bahada ke vende korondaka. Parashke de ko fahadiba. Mos padando ria andus Fironda kanta maragash kadadere surada da mahandos Jesus Gibanabanorosha, work on us, creating us, a clean out, O God, renew a right spirit within us, cast us not from your presence. Take not your spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation. Renew a right spirit. Sida da na na manos. Kikakando poho. Sia la la. Sandala.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, fall of the living God, yes, be. Ah! Of the living God.
Sing it one more time. Spirit of the living God.
Of the living God.
Fall afresh
on me.
With a new woman's
me. Spirit of the living God.
Oh, fall. Sing for the very last time. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God.
Oh, fall.
Spirit of the living God. Hey!
Rover.
Somebody commit your life into the hands of the Lord, and we are asking God, renew us and strengthen us and help us. And grant us the grace and the honor to be able to serve you in spirit and in truth. Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Help us in the name of Jesus. I see you. Shananananabando. Kiyananabando. Yes, alamado. Somebody lift your voice in prayer. Kanananabando. Padananananaya.
Every request you have, bring it before the Lord quickly before we close. At this idea, be our, bring it before the Lord. Bring it before the Lord before we close. I put but the text or the words of the song that I put it on the screen, sweet. Come on. To answer, lift. I commit you and your family, spouse, your children, future, your plans. I bring it all before the throne of God. And I'm asking the God of all wonders, the God of the miraculous and the supernatural, may this month of July, the month of miracles, may he put you or place you or cause you to be accelerated on the road of wonders. May the Lord perfect his work with you as he works on all of us to bring us to a perfect man in Christ Jesus. And when he appears, we will be his pleasure. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands. Pick up your offering as we close. I declare his blessing over your finances. He continue to favor your enterprise. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Come and engage the altar. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you for coming. We appreciate all of you. But allow me to conduct an altar call for everybody that is online and even people that are here. You are here and you don't know Jesus as Christ and Savior. Can we shut the amen of faith? And I will want us to right now lead as many people who want to give their heart to Christ or rededicate their life to the Lord. Your hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. From tonight, all the days of my life, I will serve you, I will love you. In Jesus' name. Father, I honor you for everybody who prayed that prayer, that your grace abound. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. All right.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.